Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The elephant in the room right now for DC sports fans is Alex Ovechkin. John Walton does an absolutely tremendous job covering the Caps, calling the play-by-play right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can listen to Walton every Caps game on our airwaves. John joins us now. Thank you for making time for us. How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Back from the road. Team's going well, but obviously a very different feeling in these parts than we've really ever had in the Ovechkin era, guys. It's going to be kind of weird moving forward.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Has he ever missed significant time?
No. And that's what's crazy is that through the course of, I think the number that he has missed in 20 years is 59 games total. And of that, wow, there were a couple of suspensions. There was a family leave when his father passed away.
Yeah,
I'm going to say maybe just over half that. So I think if you add up all of the games in 20 years, I don't think you get to 40. And that is insane. And that is why he's on the cusp of getting the all-time goal record to be that resilient. But that also at the same time, guys, I got to tell you, I mean, it was weird in Utah after the game, after they'd won all three games on the road trip, and the mood was pretty somber. And I'd say here in Arlington today, it's not a whole lot different. So, but you got to pick up, you got to move on, you got to win for the big fella.
There you go.
Can you take us through that moment in Utah the other night? I mean, you're calling the action. You see him go down. Just start with just the hit. I don't think there's any funny business there. You tell me if you feel differently and kind of everything that happened from that moment on in the night.
Yeah, I know. I feel badly in some sense for Jack McBain because he did not mean to do this. He turns. It's a hockey play. It's a leg-on-leg thing. It wasn't like he went out of his way to do it. It was just an unfortunate play. In fact, if you look at the replay, McBain goes down even more than Ovi does. Kind of goes flying, gets turned around. I don't think he had any intent like that. But, you know, you see him go down. We have seen it before. And, you know, every time you think, oh, boy, that doesn't look good. And then next thing you know, like maybe he misses, you know, a few shifts or maybe even the rest of the game. And then you come back to practice the next day and there he is, like nothing happened. So my thought initially was, well, it doesn't look too bad. And then our vantage point in Utah was strange because it's, you know, it's a basketball building and our sight lines are a little weird. So I couldn't see as much, not as much as Joe and Craig because they were on the other side of the building for TV. Coming off the bench, tried to give it a go and couldn't. And I think, you know, if I'd seen a little bit more of that, I'd be like, oh, boy, that doesn't look good. But then when you got downstairs, you knew exactly that. It's like, okay, the Caps are up big. I wasn't even that concerned that he wasn't coming back because, like, well, you're not going to put him in. They're up 5-2, 6-2 now, so no big deal. But it was a big deal. And, you know, immediately when you got downstairs, you could sense it. So, and then, you know, coming back yesterday on the flight and all of that, it's, you know, it's tough. You know, it's, but, you know, that's, it's a rallying cry now. It's win one for the big fella, I think, in the dressing room.
Yeah, sure. And but like they said, week to week, and I think the ultimate thing is he was playing so good, 5 goals in the last 2 games. You like, okay, this record's coming down. That people really want to see that, didn't want to see that stop. If you anticipate anything, and I hate to see speculation anyway, you know, how much time you would think? Do you have a clue?
It's really tough to know. You mentioned, I guess, you know, as you look at where are you here in the season, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and obviously this is going to be, you know, a few weeks, and, you know, we don't know. I think we're going to have better information. Spencer Carberry talked today. And it sounded like, you know, there's more evaluation going on today. But I think maybe even as soon as tomorrow, we might have at least a better sense. But, I mean, I think you've got to say that it's going to be really tough to see him back, what, in the next few? I mean, it's the holidays. Now you're getting into January. I mean, it's not that far away, right? So if you say it's 6 weeks, I mean, you're looking into January. So, you know, no way to know. I mean, just not knowing anything about, you know, what the actual injury is. I mean, when you go week to week, I mean, it's going to be a few weeks. So you get down to really the last half of the season and the distance he's away. I think what seemed like a lock early in the third period in Utah the other night, he's going to break it this year. I think this time is really going to set that back, unfortunately. I think it's going to be really tough for him to do this year, and I hate that. It sucks. He was playing, to your point, so well. It seemed almost inevitable, and now I think you're gonna this timeline gets pushed back because it's just sheer gains. Even if he comes back on a heater, it's going to be tough because you're just going to run out of real estate. You're going to run out of racetrack here. So I hope so. I hope it's not as long as that. But I think if you get past, if he's not there, New Year's moving forward, I think it's going to be tough to do it this year.
Man, I hope that's not the case. It just this was such a fun start and, like, unexpected, I would say, with Ovechkin. We're talking with John Walton, Caps play-by-play voice for the radio. You can listen to all the Caps games right here on 106.7 The Fan. John, you're way closer to this thing than we are, but there was so much joy in Ovi's level of play, and then Strom's playing so well alongside of him, and they're developing these young guys at the same time. This just sucks, dude.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling. Yeah. I mean, what you want to try and do is, and I think in what is different from maybe if this were last year where the Caps may not have had the supporting cast that was going, like McMichael wasn't scoring at this level, Protas wasn't scoring at this level, Strom has found another level. The hope is that when these guys get after it starting tomorrow, that what has been a pretty deep team up till now with offense from all four lines, that you put in Ivan Marochnichenko and you see where things fall out after that, and you lean on the guys that have been doing it throughout this entire season. I mean, the McMichael, Dubois, Wilson line has to be a big part of it. And then I think you're looking at guys even on the defensive side. Jacob Chychrun is otherworldly right now in terms of getting – if he gets that shot away, good luck. He's a really good offensive defenseman, and I think you're going to look for maybe a little more offense from the D. And again, you know, Strom is leading the team in points, and Protas is still there. And, you know, whether it's Marochnichenko or Taylor Radish or whoever it ends up being on that right side, then, you know, I think Radish has been a 20-goal guy with Chicago as recently as 2 years ago, and he played with Strom. So, you know, they've got some options. Spencer Carberry said today they're going to look at a couple different options and see what they like. But, you know, I think all those are on the table, and you hope you can keep some of that offensive momentum going. And as deep as they are, I think you can do it.
Let's hope so, dude. They've got a game tomorrow night against Colorado. I know they've got seven in the next seven, like 9 days. I know they go, don't they go Wednesday, Friday, Saturday around Thanksgiving? I believe I'm going to that Friday game. I'm excited, taking the kids.
Yeah, that's always tough around Thanksgiving, and it's weird that usually we're home that night before Thanksgiving and not this year. It's the day after the Islander game, so a lot of road games, to your point, you know, going to Florida, going to Tampa, going to New Jersey. So, yeah, it's going to be very strange to not even have him on the plane. The mentors trip is coming up. I mean, there's just so many different things that, you know, that the team, it's always a big team. This trip is always a favorite, and to not have him a part of it's going to be a pretty big void. But, you know, again, I think it's just part of the rallying cry, right? I mean, you say, listen, you know, it's time to, you know, the big man is, they can't do it, so we got to find a way. And, you know, I think you're going to see hopefully a lot of that here in the coming weeks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For sure.
Yeah.
Talking with John Walton here, Caps Voice for Caps Radio. Follow him at John Walton PXP. Dude, what carries them? The goaltending's been awesome. They've been scoring, you know, it's not just Ovi, but he's been a big part of the catalyst. But can the rest of these guys kind of push back together and keep the hot goaltending going and stay winning?
Yeah, I mean, I think defensively, for the most part, they've been really good. I mean, there have been a couple of occasions. I mean, most recently in Utah, they get a few more shots maybe. But, you know, the Caps have been done by and large, except for a few back-to-backs where, you know, they just have worn out a little bit. You know, they've managed to suppress opposition shots pretty well. And then Logan Thompson is just seemingly getting better and better as this season goes along. So getting him in there, Charlie has now won two straight as well. So you've got a nice 1-2 punch, and you've got a pretty good defense in front of them. So right there, I think, you know, when you're tightening the screws a little bit, sure, I mean, you can, that's part of maybe they're doing their part for another 5 or 10%, a little bit more just keeping people like, you know, Nathan MacKinnon tomorrow night to the outside and limit shots like they did last week when we were in Denver. So, yeah, I think by and large, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different facets to the game. Goaltending's part of it. Defense is part of it. You know, a few more goals from other sources. And a guy like Jacob Vrana, which, funny enough, you know, here's a guy, you know, we love him. He was traded from here to Detroit, and he really had a tough time with the Red Wings and then the Blues, and it looked like maybe his career was over. And they brought him in, the Caps did, on a PTO. It comes in and makes the team, and in doing so now finds a spot on the third line. And now today, in the absence of Ovi, he's on the number one power play. So wow. It looks like he steps up and gets more time. It's a great story, and Jake's, you know, he's doing great. You know, I love to, you know, that smile is back. He's scoring some goals. He's getting some points. And, you know, I think that's a source, too, where you can say, hey, listen, you know, turn back the clock to 2018 a little bit with getting Jake on the sheet a little bit more. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that we'll be keeping an eye on, and hopefully enough of them rise that, you know, you make up the difference. You're not going to make up the presence because you can't. Ovi's one of a kind, but if you can make up some of the offense that you'll lose there, I think they're going to be fine. This team can sustain this. I really believe that. They are a good team. It wasn't just Ovi carrying them. They're a good group on and off the ice. I think they're going to be fine.
Any line changes can happen that can kind of make that first line, like McDavid has been scoring, Michael is scoring a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that line stays intact. I mean, it's weird because the rule always has been, Mitch, whatever line the number eight's on, that's the number one line, right? But, you know, I think it may change a little bit just in terms of minutes. And I think that's the thing that, you know, the McMichael, Dubois, Wilson line, nice. Nah, you're probably right. That's probably your one at this point, depending on, you know, minutes deployment. That's how we kind of tell, right? If they're out there the most or they're out in more situations, maybe that's the line. You know, Protas and Strome will stay together. You know, whether it's, you know, Taylor Radish or whether it's, you know, Ivan Marochnichenko may get a look there. He's an offensive type player, but I don't think you want to put too much pressure on him right away. So we'll see where he ends up. But he's going to play tomorrow. I think we're pretty sure of that. The coach didn't really want to give away the lines today on or off the ice. So it's just more speculation, I think, and just what we're hearing. But in that sense, I think we're going to see a couple different things. The checking line with Dowd is going to be, you know, Brandon Duhaime got a maintenance date today, so hopefully he's okay. That's one that I'm actually going to worry about a little bit because, I mean, that checking line may change a little bit too. And how they deploy minutes. I think it's going to be a work in progress, honestly. I think we're going to see what happens, you know, for take it period by period and just, you know, kind of keep an eye on who's out there, what's working, what isn't. There's going to be probably a couple different lines that they trot out there and just see what works.
John, I wanted to switch gears just a little bit. We are talking with John Walton, radio voice of the Washington Capitals. You can hear all the Caps games right here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm just kind of going through your bio, and something came to my attention that I think Brian should be made aware of. B-Mitch, John Walton is the 2024 Monumental Sports and Entertainment Top Golf Champion.
Huh.
What exactly does that entail, Walton?
Listen, I don't get too many golf accolades, but, you know, we have the annual, and listen, Monumental is such a, I can't tell you how much a big family this place is. And it's not just us. It's the people who work at the arena. It's the Wizards. It's, you know, the Mystics, everybody. And
well, I can tell you I wasn't invited. So we'll start there.
And if he was, you would have probably won.
Get on the invite.
You still won, John.
Yeah, well, listen, I probably got lost in the mail, but I'll check, JP.
Yeah, thank you.
I was wailing that day, and I was as surprised as anybody. I was like, oh, I have a pretty good score. And they take all the scores. I didn't know until like 2 or 3 days later. And then a medal showed up in my office. And I was like, what is this? A top golf champion. So I showed it to Tariq El-Bashir because he didn't win either. He said, dude, you got to get that word out there. And I was like, well, you know what I do? Because that's like the first golf thing I think I've ever won. So, decided to trumpet that out there.
I'm proud of you.
Good job,
I want to start there and just letting you know we're proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That means the world to me.
I bet. Listen, John, I hope we get better news than it seems like maybe is expected.
Think positive.
Yeah, I'm going to try, dude. Obviously, that's what everybody wants to see and hear.
I never knew this was such a negative-ass town, boy.
I mean, one, you did know that. Two, it
no,
seemed,
I didn't.
I mean, the coach
not
is
everything.
Saying, the coach is saying week to week, that could easily be 3 weeks.
Yeah, cool. But as long as he's coming back, it's all that matters.
Do you think, regardless of the record this year, what is Alex's like structure contractually? Like, I know at some point I've always heard he wants to go back and play in Russia. But how does all that get impacted?
I don't know that it really has a whole lot of impact. I mean, the one thing that we do know is that it's not a season-ending thing, so we know he's going to be back, and he's got one more year in his deal, so he will be back
next
season.
Okay, so he does have another year.
He's back already, so we're good there.
Okay, all right, good. That settles that then. John, thank you for the time, man.
Appreciate you
joining us.
You bet. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Maybe when you go to defend that championship, we're going to try to come out there and challenge
maybe me and B get invited.
Yeah, we'll get JP out there. We'll go head-to-head next year. We'll do that.
You'll beat me. That's our friend John Walton. Give him a follow at John Walton PXP.